Here we go. Welcome to the pre-show here on Wednesday. So I had classes today, yesterday, and it's only the second of the last one. So the last one is next week, and then we'll go back to I'll go back to working 7 days a week instead of six. For you, anything. It's all right. All right. Terrell Owens not elected in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for the second straight year. That's run by the media, isn't it?
Isn't that the
deal? Hitting the ceiling. That's, by the way, that's an album called Freedom Songs from the Heartland. Is that the name of it? I love that album. It's called Freedom Songs from the Heart of America. It's all traditional American music. Some of it is electronic music, like some of it's rock and roll. Some of it is jazz. Some of it's Dixieland jazz. Some of it's modern. Some of it is real 19th century folk music. Like, there's a couple of 18th century songs in this, a bunch of stuff from the 19th century, American rhythm and blues. Really an amazing, not amazing. I mean, anybody could put the album together, but I think they put it together with some sensitivity. Keep Off the Grass is a kind of a racial song. Donny Hathaway, Someday We'll All Be Free. James Taylor, Hard Times. Song of the Patriot, Johnny Cash. Fight the Power of the Isley Brothers. Goodnight Saigon, Billy Joel. Let's see. You have the Freedom Singers with This Little Light of Mine. You have the London Symphony with the Fanfare for the Common Man, which we actually start our Friday night chat with. Bob Dylan, Times Are Changing. Let's see, Gordon Gale Quartet, Adam and Evil. You just heard Hitting the Ceiling. That was Simon Below, I think is the guy's name. Yeah. Bing Crosby, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? The Dorsey Brothers, The Gold Digger Song, Kate Smith, God Bless America. Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit. It runs the gamut. Really interesting. Why are there two versions of Keep Off the Grass on this album, on this here album? Louis Armstrong, What Did I Do to Be So Black? Is that the name? Yeah, To Be So Black and Blue. What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue? The Death of Mother Jones, Gene Autry. Now that's interesting. Gene Autry was the owner of the California Angels, very successful movie star, singing cowboy. You may know the name. He went on to amass quite a bit of money, and he bought American League expansion franchise for the city of Los Angeles, the Angels, in 1960, 61. I forget when they came into being. And there he is singing The Death of Mother Jones, Mother Jones representing the labor movement, which some people thought was Bolsheviki, you know. Mother Jones being a labor leader, and there's Gene Autry singing about it. So, I don't know. Arthur Fields, Over There. Semper Fidelis, The Goldman Band. That's the Marine Corps marching song, theme song. The original Carter Family, Can the Circle Be Unbroken? Home on the Range, Gene Autry. So that's real. That's like one end of the American musical spectrum, Home on the Range, and you go all the way to the other side. And there's, Isley Brothers Fight the Power, or they have Richie Havens Freedom, or the Impressions, People Get Ready, Martha Reeves, Dancing in the Streets, and then you go over to Home on the Range, or I don't know, because they're different eras too, so it's probably not a fair, not that I'm comparing the songs, but just in terms of the context, you know. Anyway, I find myself listening to this album in the car. And then there's one, my favorite, is the Susan Vega Erie Canal song. It's just a simple, you know, this. We've probably been singing that song since we were kids, you know. I mean, 15 miles on the Erie Canal, you know. That, and she sings that in a very simple way, and it's a cute little song. And then there's When Johnny Comes Marching Home, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Taj Mahal's Fall of the Drinking Gourd, the Boys Choir of Harlem, O Freedom, the Washington Men's Choir, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, And then this is the one from the 18th century, which was a song that was known during the Revolutionary War. I don't know if they had anything approaching hit music in those days, but it was a song that people knew. Maybe they printed the music or something. It was called Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier. And that was a Revolutionary War era song, so you can well imagine why that was sort of making the musical rounds. Reminds me of singing that Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier.
Oh, well, it reminds me of...
Go ahead, sing it. You do a good job with it. So, yeah, it's a bitchin' album. It's bitchin'. A lot of good feedback on Chris Norton's Bliss for Sis, which was... I listened to the car. It's funny. I mean, I as I've often said, and I know that I don't want to beat this into the ground, but I am a... By the way, I'm awfully sorry that on Monday, goddammit, I went fucking nuts. Monday's video cast was the wrong video cast. It was from Thursday. The video cast posted on Monday was for Thursday. I just absolutely go ape shit when that shit happens. So we'll see. Yeah. But I want to just reiterate what I've told you guys already. The price of a subscription to the Phil Hendry Show is going up, but not for you. Not for you, our current subscribers. Our current subscribers will stay forevermore at the level that you're at. The price is going up for new subscribers, and it's only fair, and it's probably way overdue. In fact, I know it is. And the overhead for this motherfucker has gotten pretty extensive. What you probably ask, well, how much, Phil? We're going to have three pricing tiers, okay? The tier that you're currently at, those of you that have the video, that have the all-access pass, which is most of you, some of you opted for the $4.99 audio only. And that, you know, is audio only. I doubt if we're ever going to have a... well, we may. We may have a... But it will be a... it'll be a higher price than $4.99. I don't know. But the tier that most of you are at right now is going to be mid-tier. In other words, what you get, the all-access pass right now, is going to be mid-tier. Because we're going to have something that's provides even more access to the website and to what we do, and something that's a little bit less, if that makes any sense to you. If I were you guys, I would hold on to what you have, you know.
You got to hold on to what you got, you know. You got to hold on to what you got.
Or step up. Going down, 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 man, you don't know what's down there. I don't know. Maybe it'll be audio only. Who knows? All right. What's going on, man? This whole fucking bullshit. I am going to the dentist tomorrow morning at 10:30, and I think that's all I have to do. I got some auditions I got to churn out by 3 o'clock. Fuck. God damn it. What is this?
Now, is Lindsay Rhodes... You said Lindsay Rhodes pregnant, right?
Yeah, she is. Looks like she's pregnant.
Why do these gals nowadays wear the skin tight... What's that about?
What do you mean?
What's that about?
What did you say? What is it all about?
I think that women today are saying, hey, pregnant is beautiful. You know, I'm going to go ahead and wear my skin tight.
Well, Lindsay Rhodes is a very lovely young lady, although she's a little top-heavy, I'd say, and doesn't have much of an ass. But anyway...
Yeah, that's great, General.
Hey, she's not underage, all right?
Hitting the ceiling. Well, won't find out, though, man. Want NFL access, and I want it now. Aha. Total access? There's Lindsay. Yeah, she's pregnant. And that's Julian Edelman. That's the young man who caught that freak pass in the Super Bowl, you know? Edelman, this guy's such a great receiver, as is Amendola, as is... You know, there's a whole lot of white boys that are now suddenly fucking amazing receivers. What's that about? I just notice these things, you know. I know what it's about. I can give you the answer right away. Just guys are competing for positions because it's a very competitive... Everybody wants to be a football player, man. That's what it's all about, you know. And everyone wants to make a lot of money. Let's put it to the actual real honest-to-gosh truth. Everybody wants to make a bunch of dough. So everyone wants to play football. And you have these guys like Edelman, you have Amendola, you have Jordy, who's the guy from the Green Bay Packers? whatever the fuck is it? Jordy Nelson, is that his name? You have a lot of the traditional positions that I saw a lot of black players fill back in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Now these white guys are coming in, which is great. You know, it's people think, they're used to think, well, black people have a superior physique. No, horse shit. You had a lot of African-American kids coming into professional football. You want to know why? Because they could make a fucking fortune playing that game, man, and they didn't have to beat their goddamn brains out trying to get into schools or just trying to negotiate and navigate a business world that didn't like the color of their goddamn skin. Now, that is it. That's it. There ain't no more. It's not about them having bigger thighs or any of that shit. It was, here is a place where I can go and I can make a fucking goddamn fortune, and the real world of, you know, race politics, I don't have to deal with. All right, well, how come they're not doing? Because obviously opportunities have opened up elsewhere in this day and age of ours, elsewhere for black people, and football is not the go-to anymore. Sports is not the go-to profession anymore. There's other opportunity. Well, how come the white guys? Well, now it's just, you know, the answer is it's balanced out. Black, white, whoever the fuck. You got Hispanic players, you got all kinds. Man, I got them. I heard of a guy like a Russian motherfucker playing, you know. All right. I think this is a Bob Green topic.
Yeah, Phil, I don't think there's anything unusual, but you notice that there's a lot more white wide receivers in the National Football League, and I wanted to, we have a contest now at Fraser Foods. Do you remember Lynn Swann? Do you remember some of these guys? You know, the great wide, you know, John Jefferson. Do you remember Cliff Branch? Do you remember guys like that?
Yeah, I remember them. What about them?
What about them? They were great receivers. They're way better than these guys. These white boys, it throws off the way I see the game. It's caused, there's a lot of disorientation. And so, for guys my age. And so what we, and I noticed that, so when people come in for, you know, food, when they used to come in for food, and so there's a little disorientation. So we do is, you know, we explain it to people the best we know how, the way we know how. And it's white guys, I think the thighs are getting bigger. I have worked this out. I was talking to the young son of a customer of ours, and I happen to know these people, the Grimleys, and they live in Huntington Beach, and they come in all the time. And I was talking to their son, Terry. And we were discussing football because we both like football. And he said, I really like this guy, Julian Edelman. And I like Amendola. And I like Jordy Nelson. And
I think that's the guy's name, Jordy Nelson. I don't know. Yeah. Chris Collinsworth. They got the 25 best white wide receivers. Where the hell, what happened to this man? The 15 greatest white wide receiver, Dwight Clark. Was he a wide out or was he a tight end? Boring. Where's the Billy Houghton? Who the fuck? If you're telling me that that's the great, if you put a list of the best black wide receivers in the history of the NFL, it would beat the living shit out of this. Because if you got to go all the way back to Billy fucking Houghton of the Green Bay Packers, who could not play in the modern game, even close to it. Even close to it. Fuck you. I don't want to goddamn take your goddamn survey, Time Warner. So go blow it out your fucking ass. Look at this. They fucked my whole online experience up. Time Warner, you just fucked my online experience up with that survey. I was about to do a really cool thing. Top white wide receivers.
Well, with the season coming, we thought that this is not racist. It's not racial at all. It's a nostalgia thing. And it also is kind of paying homage. Who are the white guys that are finally getting something done? That's all, you know. Because for the longest time, we've never had white wide receivers. You know, we used to have white wide receivers like, Phil, you remember Jack Snow?
Yeah, Jack Snow and, a lot of white guys. Raymond Berry.
Yeah, Fred Biletnikoff. Yeah. Don't remember that name, do you?
Yeah, I do remember that name.
All right. Never mind. Forget I asked.
You put Billy Houghton up there with... Oh, get a fucking clue, you cunts. Don't piss me off. Please help. Nobody can think of any white wide receivers. Raymond Berry had great... Raymond Berry had a sideline technique before they you know, that before they became really popular. But Raymond Berry could tiptoe the sideline a little bit. But Fred Biletnikoff could, too. 15 greatest, 25 best white wide receivers in NFL history. Maybe this will be a more complete list. Eric Decker. Who? In history? Brandon Stokely, Jordy Nelson, Joe Juravicius. I don't know this guy. Ricky Prohl. Oh, yeah, with the Rams. Bill Schroeder. Steve Watson, Pat Tilley, Wayne Krabet, Ed McCaffrey, Dwight Clark, Billy Houghton, Max Speedy, Hugh Taylor, oh please, Chris Collinsworth, Elroy Hirsch, Billy Wilson, Wes Welker, Del Schaffner, Raymond Berry, Fred Biletnikoff, Harlan Hill, Steve Largent, Lance Allworth, Don Hudson. This is the stupidest, most fucked up list in the history of making lists. And you don't even have Edelman on this list? Don Hudson was fine, as it goes, in the 1930s. That motherfucker couldn't play, he wouldn't make it in the NFL today. He wouldn't be able to start. I doubt if he'd even make the team. Come on, man. You could put Julian Edelman on here. Way better wide receiver than Don Hudson. I understand he set all kinds of fucking records and that Steve Largent finally broke the record. But who the fuck is Harlan Hill? Anyway, so there you have a really shitty list. Del Schaffner started his career with the Rams, and then he... God damn it. Bob Green. Great white wide receivers.
This is the noisiest studio you ever been in your life. I can tell you.
All right. I guess you know what the fuck it is I'm doing here. What the hell? Oh, Valentine's Day. Guys have a good Valentine's Day?
Well, that's nice to hear. Did you get jewelry?
I don't have a girlfriend now. I don't buy anybody anything. I used to buy Lauren. I got her. I spent $5,000 on a fucking bracelet for her ass last year, and 2 years in a row. I don't know where it's from. Where the hell? Cartier. A fucking Cartier bracelet. I do that kind of stupid shit, you know. And when I say stupid, I do mean stupid, because you got no business spending money like that. You know. On a fucking Halloween, on a Valentine's Day.
Live and learn, man.
Live and fucking learn, Jack. Fred Biletnikoff was number 5 on the list. Don Hudson, number 1. You don't know anything about football if you put Don Hudson. I understand he had the touchdown record. I understand that he played both ways, that he was defensive, he was offensive. I understand that he kicked. I understand he was quite amazing for the 1930s and the 1940s. He wouldn't even make it onto an NFL team now. Maybe, you know, like a taxi squad guy or something. So that's ridiculous. And I guess, you know, out of respect, because the guy caught all those touchdown passes, I have to put him somewhere on the list. You know, but... The guys that we're seeing now, like the New England Patriot wideouts, Jordy Nelson, he's nowhere on this fucking list. Jordy Nelson already, in my opinion, is a better wide receiver than Don Hudson. Ed McCaffrey was something. You guys ever remember Ed McCaffrey? Ed McCaffrey was fucking this ripped, muscle-bound. Now his son plays. Ed McCaffrey played through the 90s. I can't believe this is a serious list. In the NFL, white players have become less and less common at the wide receiver position, as they now represent only a marginal fraction of the receivers that actually make a difference. They became less and less in the fucking 80s, Jack. They're getting more prominent now. Who wrote this shit? Complex is the name of this website. I gotta be careful what I'm reading, because some of these guys have got ulterior Nazi motives, you know. like they're really serious. You know, white people, man, you know, where are we at the wide receiver position? Now I get it, my motherfucker. Oh, it's 30 minutes in? Shit, motherfucker! God damn it. All right, bitch. God. Fuck. Testing. All right. Stamps.com, motherfuckers. Stamps.com, motherfuckers. Here we go. Where's that goddamn promo to? Where's that motherfucking promo?